AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has declared a three-day ceasefire in Ukraine from May 8th to May 10th. The Kremlin said Putin ordered the truce on humanitarian grounds to mark the May 9th holiday celebrating the defeat of Nazi Germany. The announcement comes after Ukraine and Russia targeted each other on Monday with long-range strikes. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. A conclave to elect the next pope will begin May 7th. Cardinals delayed the secret voting for 2 days to help them get to know one another better and decide on a candidate. The Vatican has closed the Sistine Chapel to the public as cardinals prepare for the conclave. Pope Francis was buried Saturday at St. Mary Major Basilica following a funeral mass at St. Peter's Square, attended by presidents, princes, and as many as a quarter million more. More than 100 immigrants have been taken into custody after a federal raid at an illegal after-hours nightclub in Colorado Springs. DEA Special Agent John Pullen says the club had been under investigation for several months for alleged activities, including drug trafficking and prostitution. He did not specify the countries the detained immigrants were from. Among those detained early Sunday were a dozen active-duty military members who were either patrons or working as armed security. One person was reported dead and several injured when a boat crashed into a ferry off the Memorial Causeway Bridge in Clearwater, Florida on Sunday. Authorities say the boat fled the scene. They did not immediately provide information about the boat or the number of people injured. Murder charges have been filed against a man accused of ramming his black Audi SUV into a crowd in Vancouver. The incident took place on Saturday during Lapu-Lapu Day, a Filipino heritage festival. KG Adam Lowe faces 8 counts of second-degree murder. The British Columbia Prosecution Service says the 30-year-old could be facing more charges. Police say the suspect has a history of mental health issues. 11 people were killed and dozens more injured. The victims are between 5 and 65 years old. Hundreds gathered across the city to attend vigils for the victims on Sunday. This is AP News. Houthi rebels say an alleged U.S. strike hit a prison holding African migrants, killing at least 68 people and wounding 47 others.
Graphic footage aired by the Houthis' El Mazira satellite news channel showed what appeared to be dead bodies and others wounded at the site. The Houthi-run Interior Ministry said some 115 migrants had been detained there. More footage was released later, showing injured and wounded receiving treatment at a Sana'a hospital. Footage from the site, analysed by the AP, suggests some kind of explosion took place, with the prison's cement walls seemingly peppered by debris fragments and the wounds suffered by those there. Ethiopians and other African migrants for years have landed in Yemen in attempts to reach Saudi Arabia for work. The Houthi rebels allegedly make tens of thousands of dollars a week smuggling migrants over the border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I am Marcela Sanchez, AP News.